Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Tom Petty bringing us back. Just the Heartbreakers in the background there. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Rob Grady. Rob is the author of a number of books, including Naked Marketing. Rob Grady, Robert Grady, G-R-E-D-E, robertgrady.com is the website, right, Rob?
That's correct.
So check that out and see what he has to offer. He'll help you with put your best foot forward in the marketplace. We're talking about writing, doing a better job of writing. A couple of quick things, Rob. I mentioned bullets before. A lot of times when I'm trying to write, like especially if I'm writing an email, I try not to make emails very long. Sometimes you have to, and I do everything I can in a letter or an email to put something in bullet form, because I believe people will read bullets even if they're not interested in what you're saying.
It's a great way to break up paragraphs and make things, particularly those things that are in a list form, much more readable, no question about it. Rather than listing 7 things all in a paragraph form, it's much easier to see them quickly in a list. And yes, right. It's just better communication.
Another thing that you talk about first, this is so important when you're writing, folks. You talk about the old switcheroo. Tell us what that is.
Well, that's my tip number 5. One of the things I learned years ago as a copywriter is to take the last sentence of your paragraph and put it first and see if that doesn't make the whole paragraph better. A lot of times the way we think, the way people generally think, is that we formulate an idea and we express it in a paragraph form, and then we summarize our own thought with the last sentence of the paragraph. And A lot of times, if you take that last sentence and put it first, it really enriches the entire...
I can't tell you how many times the last thing I wrote was the first thing wound up being the first thing of the article or the letter or whatever. I can't tell you how many times that's the case.
So you practice the old switcheroo.
It's not even a matter of practicing. It's just common sense.
It does.
You'll get down there and you'll say, wait a minute, how come I didn't write this first? Which brings me to my next point, Rob. I think I want to tell people, don't worry about where things go when words are coming out of you. Just get them on paper.
Get it
out there. Sort it out later.
Editing is a wonderful thing, Jim.
Moving things around. How many times have you written 500 words, like 7 or 8 paragraphs, and you completely flip the paragraphs around?
No question. It's always convenient to be able to go back and edit. A Monday morning quarterback, I call it.
Yeah. No, just so if something's coming out of you, let it come out. And you can put it somewhere it belongs later.
One other thing I want to say before I leave you, a good way to really organize all of your thoughts when you're trying to put together any kind, whether it's an advertisement or an email or anything, I always fall back on the idea of PREP. It's an acronym. It stands for point, reason, example, point. You make your point. You give a reason for your thought. You then apply an example or two, and there's your opportunity for bullet points. And then finally, you reiterate the point. And if you follow that particular format, you will find much more logical arguments, and you'll become a better writer.
Point, reason,
example.
Example, point.
PREP. P-R-E-P.
I'm writing this down, folks.
I'm
writing this down. I'm learning from Rob. And if I can learn, you can. All right, so last thoughts, Rob. Wrap it up for us.
Well, let's just go ahead and run down those 5 points. First thing is make sure you proofread your work, because nothing says unprofessional like your mistakes.
Make sure somebody else – I'm going to correct you, Rob. Make sure somebody else proofreads your work.
You're proofreading my work right now. There you go. Second thing I'll say is make sure you start out with a bang and put your benefit right up front. Don't wait for people to get the idea by reading through your entire – presentation, put it right up front. Third thing is pick a better verb. Make sure you use action verbs instead of passive verbs. Make sure that each paragraph, number 4, is make sure that each paragraph stands alone. It's one subject and one thought. And then finally, try that old switcheroo and putting the last sentence first,
yeah.
Or even try the first sentence last. A lot of times, mm-hmm. just switching around your paragraph and editing.
It doesn't hurt. It'll make a lot of sense. I just got to come back to this first one, though. It's so important, folks. Rob, I can't tell you how many times I've reread an email and then called somebody in, and they weren't sitting down and look at my email 2 seconds till they found a mistake I made.
Yeah.
You can't edit your own stuff, guys. Somebody else has got to look at it. You need fresh eyes. Hey, Rob, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
All right, Jim, thanks a lot. Just please remind people of the website, Robert Grede, spell it GREDE.com.
Check it out, folks. It's a good one. A
lot of samples of writing on my site.
There you go. Thanks, Robert. We appreciate it very much. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe. But that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.